Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One thing we have noted or noticed with consistency from all the akabirin that we have done so far, and the way they spend the month of Ramadan, and thereafter the way they would spend the days after the month of Ramadan, one thing was very common was the amount of Quran Sharif that they all read. We noticed from Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi 30 to 35 siparas. Then we spoke about his father, how his father would recite sometimes 40 paras. And like that, the other Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayhi, we spoke about Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi. All of them, this recitation of Quran was something that was part of their life. Everyone had recited so much Quran. So the thought might come to our mind that this was something that this great awliyaullah did. It's not something that we can do. But just to take lesson from here, especially for those females also who may think that only the men can do this, Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi explains now that what we're going to do, that how the ladies also would recite Quran, how they would take out time despite their daily work that they've got, their housework, their domestic work, whatever work they've got, despite that, how they would also take out time and read Quran. But this all is possible when the person doesn't have this television in his house, doesn't have the different radio stations in his house, the different channels in his house, then it's possible. Otherwise, too much of time goes away on all these things, and time for Quran Sharif gets left. Therefore, we see, when these things are not there as distractions, then a person and even a woman would have so much of time to recite Quran Sharif. He says, I have written in many places in Fadail Ramadan that all the women of our family, my own daughters, may Allah Pak increase them in strength and make effort for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recited at least 15 or 16 siparas throughout the day and spent the whole night behind various huffaz despite being occupied the whole day in the kitchen and taking care of their children. Each one has more than two children. So what they would do the whole day, they would recite Quran, and there would be some family hafiz that would recite at night. They would follow them in tahajjud salat also. But this is how they would spend their days. A day in Quran, at night in tahajjud. They competed over who completed more. I've also written somewhere that my paternal grandmother was also a hafidah. Hazrat Shaykh is saying that my dadi, she was also a hafidah. Her routine was to complete the Quran 7 days according to the manzil. A person looks in the Quran Sharif, you see in the bottom there got manzil. So there are 7 manzils, in other words, 7 stations. So if a person finishes 1 station every day, 1 manzil, then in 1 week he can make the khatam of Quran. So he's explaining that her routine was to complete the Quran 7 days according to the manzil. But in Ramadan, she completed 40 siparas every day. His dadi. 40 siparas every day in the month of Ramadan. 1 Quran plus 10 extra parts. And this was her routine throughout her life. Throughout, not only Ramadan, throughout her life this was her routine. In addition to this, she recited various tasbihs hundreds of times, each that amounted to approximately 17,000. 17,000 tasbih she was also reading. The details of her routine of tasbih can be found in Tadhkiratul Khalil. And my father's maternal grandmother's incident is mentioned previously, relating her listening to the whole Quran from her son, Sheikh Raouful Hassan, in 1 rakat. 1 rakat, whole Quran, she would stand and listen to her son reading. This was the love they had for Quran. When you got the love for Quran Sharif, you don't find these things hard. I am grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this tradition of reciting many paras of the Quran continues to this day in the women of our home. They get a little sleep in the night and day because they spend the night reciting and listening to Quran when the children are sleeping. And when they want to sleep during the day, one child is crying from one side, whilst another is pulling from another time. He's trying to say that even the day too, they hardly get sleep because of the children that are around crying, playing, etc. But still they would read so many siparas of Quran. Sometimes I feel so much pity for them. May Allah Ta'ala accept them all. In Mashayikh Khandla, it is mentioned that it was Sheikh Muzaffar Hussain's routine to spend the whole night in Ibadat. And he did not sleep for a second or take a short rest on the bed. He cried the whole night for the fear of the year after. All this was mentioned, Hazrat Shaykh is just mentioning it as a means of encouragement. My father preferred to pray Salat in its beginning time, but since Fajr was prayed near sunrise, everywhere in Saharanpur, he prayed at that time also. In the time of my Shaykh, Hazrat Saharanpuri rahmatullah alayh, Fajr was prayed when the sun was about to rise throughout the year, and in Ramadan a little bit earlier. It was my father's routine to rest after Fajr. After 2 to 3 hours of sleep, He went to teach in the madrasa. He also tutored lessons to certain students who stayed in the madrasa in Ramadan and were close to my father and continued this until iftar. He never recited the Quran to or with anybody throughout the day. If he had any free time during the day, he recited Quran loudly. In other words, his style was he would recite Quran loudly. We did this before the Sheikh's father, that he would just read and read and read. He would read out loudly all the time. He would keep reading out. Inshallah, we'll continue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq also. Bring some Quran Sharif in our life. Make it a point. These people, they got the enjoyment of Quran, so they just would read and read. If we take out some part of our day, every day, some time, let us start reading Quran. Allah Pak will also give us that enjoyment, inshallah, of Quran Sharif. It's such a beautiful thing, such a brilliant thing. It's only a matter of bringing it into our lives, inshallah. Here you can see the men and the ladies brought it into the life. If a person cuts out the time on the extra distractions of the cell phone, of the radio stations, of the television, all these distractions, then he'll find that he'll have much more time for these things that mean a lot. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.